Joseph Ellison Timaan Valle. Book 2, Chapter 6 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. Laurentius, being about to follow Mellitus and Justus, and to quit Britain, ordered his bed to be laid that night in the church of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, which has been often mentioned before, wherein, having laid himself to rest, after he had with tears poured forth many prayers to God for the state of the church, he fell asleep. In the dead of the night, the blessed chief of the apostles appeared to him, and scourging him grievously a long time, asked of him with apostolic severity why he was forsaking the flock which he had committed to him, or to what shepherd he was leaving by his flight Christ's sheep that were in the midst of wolves. "Hast thou," he said, "forgotten my example, who, for the sake of those little ones, whom Christ commended to me in token of his affection, underwent at the hands of infidels and enemies of Christ bonds, stripes, imprisonment, afflictions, and lastly death itself, even the death of the cross, that I might at last be crowned with him?" Laurentius, the servant of Christ, roused by the scourging of the blessed Peter and his words of exhortation, went to the king as soon as morning broke, and laying aside his garment, showed the scars of the stripes which he had received. The king, astonished, asked who had presumed to inflict such stripes on such a great man, and when he heard that for the sake of his salvation the bishop had suffered these cruel blows at the hands of the apostle of Christ, he was greatly afraid, and abjuring the worship of idols and renouncing his unlawful marriage, he received the faith of Christ, and being baptized, promoted and supported the interests of the church at the utmost of his power. He also sent over into Gaul and recalled Mellitus and Justus, and bade them return to govern their churches in freedom. They came back 1 year after their departure, and Justus returned to the city of Rochester, where he had before presided. But the people of London would not receive Bishop Mellitus, choosing rather to be under their idolatrous high priests. For King Eobald had not so much authority in the kingdom as his father, and was not able to restore the bishop to his church against the will and consent of the pagans. But he and his nation, after his conversion to the Lord, sought to obey the commandments of God. Lastly, he built the church of the Holy Mother of God, and the monastery of the Most Blessed Chief of the Apostles, which was afterwards consecrated by Archbishop Mellitus. End of Chapter 6 of the Ecclesiastical History of England.